Focus on France.
2.5 years after Jérôme Carviel was accused of gambling away billions of his bank's money, the French trader is on trial in Paris. I'm Amanda Morrow for Focus on France. The trial on one of history's biggest trading frauds will last 3 weeks. Carviel's job was to bet on future markets, and Société Générale, one of France's oldest banks, is accusing him of losing 4.9 billion euros of its money and risking tens of billions more. So, is he a master fraudster or an innocent scapegoat? At Paris's Palais de Justice, Carviel faces charges of breach of trust, computer abuse, and forgery. If found guilty, he could be jailed for up to 5 years and fined 375,000 euros. Christopher Mesnou is a Paris-based lawyer not involved in the case. He says that Carviel's largely won over the French public.
There's often a lot of sympathy for the person who is seen as the underdog, and this is a country where capitalism, especially the Anglo-American form, is not always very well perceived. So you have a local boy from Brittany trying to do his best in a world dominated by international banking norms.
So what can we expect to come out of the trial?
I think there will be two things. One will be a definitive reckoning as to what he did and didn't do during his tenure at the Société Générale. And the other will be a very interesting inside look at the way a large international bank operates and the amount of freedom and autonomy it gives to relatively young people like Jérôme Carviel to play with vast amounts of money.
Questions abound as to how Carviel managed to cover up his risky trading for so long. He claims the bank not only knew what he was doing, but supported him, only changing tack when the deals became public. Going into the trial, Carviel's lawyer, Olivier Metzner, says although his client's being accused of not respecting the limits imposed by Société Générale, on paper there were none.
Or, il n'existait aucune limite écrite. De plus, on voit que jamais ces limites n'étaient respectées.
There weren't any limits in writing, and it's clear that limits were never respected anyway. All his superiors knew about this. It was all displayed on screen. That's why no crime's been committed. We intend to demonstrate that in court by showing what was on a screen called Elliot. It was visible to 500 Société Générale employees, and it showed all the operations taking place.
Et cet écran détaille opération par opération.
Another of the defense arguments expected in court is that Société Générale was trying to deflect attention from subprime-related losses by pointing the finger at Carviel. Mesnou says Carviel will be looking to show that the bank overreacted and that if it had let him continue, the losses would have been less painful.
Certainly they're going to attempt to show that the bank panicked. He has always taken the position that if he had been allowed to wind down some of the positions he had taken, that the losses would not have been as colossal as they turned out to be.
On a busy public street in Paris, opinion on the Carviel case is divided.
Last time when he gave an interview on the radio, he was telling that his seniors, they were aware of what he was doing.
I think all the traders know what they're doing, and Jérôme Carviel is one of the persons who was caught. He has to be judged.
I think he's innocent. I think it's the bank system. I don't think he did that alone. I think he has been covered by his manager.
For me, he's innocent. Maybe a bit of jail because he shouldn't have done what he has done, but he was not alone.
So is Carviel the only one on trial here? His spectacular rise and public fall epitomizes what's seen as wrong with the freewheeling banking sector, but despite the glaring spotlight on international banking practices, Mesnou says that conclusions of a systemic failure are unlikely.
This is not going to be a trial that puts the entire banking sector on the defense. It's really going to be presented as a one-off experience between one young man and a system which didn't work quite as well as it could have, but that will probably not fail in the future because of what the banks have learned.
For Focus on France, I'm Amanda Morrow.